Yeah, you guys are talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, I moved up from Florida, and I don't stay down here no more either, but I just got out of school here the last couple of years in Manhattan, and Manhattan's a great little town, but I like these little suburb towns and or rural towns. And I got three boys, and the school they go to, they still say the pledge, and I think it's pretty damn cool. They've taken the spirit out of the schools and stuff. You know.
Yeah. So I wonder what it's like to be.
Have, well, I have because.
Mm-hmm.
And he was swallowed by.
Yes. Yes. What I was going to say there is, I wonder what it's like to be a kid in school when they come in and say, "We're not doing the Pledge of Allegiance anymore." Wouldn't you be like, you'd either be like, "Why?" or "Cool." You know, that's
what's the Pledge of Allegiance?
My hand gets tired from holding it up there at the heart. You know. Hey there, you got something for Free for All Friday?
Yes. Before you make us sound like a bunch of militants out here on Fort Riley, the children can wear their costumes to school.
What? Someone called and told us that they got like a note in the mail saying that they can't.
They're full of crap. I have three kids in schools out here.
Yeah. So you're in all the schools up there?
I kind of know how it works out here.
You know what's up.
The kids are allowed to wear their costumes to school. They are not allowed to wear costumes that are frightening. They have to be cartoon characters, nice characters. Anything that's going to scare the little kids.
There it is. So what?
The only change is you can't go dressed as Freddy Krueger. You have to go with something nice.
What about a devil? Can you go as a devil?
No.
No devil.
What if it's like the devil on the side of the deviled ham cans?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, he's kind of cute. I'd go with him, but... Yeah.
Really? I don't know. That's a slippery slope. You're right.
I know. But, see, they can wear costumes. Plus, there's two parties. There's the Halloween party. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want your children to participate in a Halloween costume party...
Yeah.
Then they get to go to a fall celebration where they still get food, they still get candy.
What if you think fall sucks, though? You know, like, well, God, I hate fall. It gets cold. Miss summertime.
You would think, but these people that don't want their kids to participate in Halloween still want to get the benefits.
Yeah.
So the school set it up so if you don't participate in Halloween, you can still go over and
how many people do you think participate in that party?
I don't know.
Like three kids decorating leaves or something? I mean, what's going on over there?
Maybe they're watching It's the Great Turkey, Charlie Brown or something. I don't know. My kids are dressing up and going to the Halloween party.
There does need to be a Great Turkey.
Yeah.
I know. Or the Great Pumpkin. It's the Great Pumpkin.
Yeah, I know.
That's it. It's the Great Pumpkin.
That's too Halloween themed, though, isn't it? That still is.
It's a pumpkin.
Well,
a pumpkin?
A jack-o'-lantern is Halloween.
There you go. I don't know.
Oh.
But they do have costumes out here. They just limit the costumes that are available because it will frighten some of the little kids.
The little kids
they
get
don't
frightened?
Want you showing up. Well, they don't want the kids showing up in these gory costumes.
Well, I mean, like, what, are kids, like, coming and they have, like, they're, like, some kind of victim where, like, their intestines are spilling out or something? I mean...
Some of these costumes that these kids wear, yes.
Okay. I understand. I see what you're saying.
My son wants to wear one where his rib cage is exposed and his intestines are hanging out and
nice.
There's fake blood everywhere.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, but
you can't
wear
that
to school.
I gotcha. All right.
Okay, so we're not a bunch of militant, evil people out
there. I didn't say that. I was not implying
Halloween.
That. That was just what a place that I was aware of that had some kind of weird rule, but... No, I'm not trying to pick on Fort Riley by any means by saying that. I'm just saying that's one
that
I was aware
of. Yeah, because my kid could kick your kid's butt, so...
My imaginary friend kids actually have quite the superpowers. So,
well, yeah,
and watch
sure
where you
they
speak.
Do.
Yeah.